I wanted to very briefly, before we receive our offering, we're going to have a couple testimonies. I'm not even sure Alita and Brock are going to share today. We've not really talked about all that it is, but it was on my spirit yesterday to ask Alita, such a sweet sister, her husband Jim. Jim, would you wave? Yeah, Jim's awesome. But she just is prays for the body, loves us all, loves Jesus. And I just want her to take a few moments and brag on the Lord and say whatever's in her heart. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I just want to say how excited I am and how much I love what the Holy Spirit is doing among us. It's so, so wonderful. Just love to hear all the testimonies of people because it shows the life of God in this body. And that is a wonderful thing, too. Well, what I was going to say was I have a personal testimony, but before I get to that, I just wanted to tell you that I'd been reading in Revelations 1 this week, where John said that he turned and looked at the voice of who was speaking to him, Jesus, saying, I'm the Alpha and Omega. And he turned around to look at the voice that was speaking to him, and he saw Jesus standing among the candlesticks. And those candlesticks were the seven churches he was talking about in the community. And I just want to testify of what a church and a candlestick this is, which is really the light in the dark world that we're living in. And it's been a light to me. Jim and I started coming a couple years ago here. We'd moved back to El Dorado. And since then, we've faced trials, and I would say some tribulation. I would actually say they're difficulties or hardships that we've never faced before, never thought we would face. And I'm so thankful for the light that's been shining in this place because it's given me hope. It's given me encouragement. It's blessed me. But probably the best thing that it's done is challenged me in my faith, challenged me to keep my faith in God and not let the circumstances eclipse him so that I have no hope. You know, those circumstances that come our way in life can seem to just shut God out. And, you know, it's like a storm. Those waves are just knocking you down, you know. And pretty soon they subside and God is there and you just call out to him and he helps you through it. And he makes a way when you don't think there is a way. But I have been challenged to grow in this church, too, and that's what I was wanting to talk about. I don't mean to take too long. The last few months, we've been going through Ezra, Nehemiah, and the prophets, Jeremiah and Malachi, and what tremendous men they were, and stood up so strongly for God. And boy, that convicted me. And I went home crying that, you know, Lord, please make me a bolder witness. And it wasn't long after that that Pastor Sam started preaching on the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit and more feelings, you know, as you go along with the Lord. And so I came up here and got prayed for to receive an infilling of the Spirit to be a bolder witness to him or for him where I was. And it's a great longing in my heart that people know God. And with the Christmas season coming and so much of God is shut out of our lives in this world, they don't mention God. They don't mention Jesus. They don't mention the real meaning. You know, you go to HGTV, decorate your house real pretty for the holidays, get the right food on the table. It's, you know, wonderful, all this stuff. But where is Jesus in it all? So anyway, the Lord, after Pastor Sam prayed for me, started putting on my heart the neighbors on my block. And just real simple, he wanted me to make some cookies for them. Well, I made cookies last year for some of them, the ones I knew. And he said, I want you to take cookies to every one of them. And he didn't say it like that. He just suggested it. And he suggested that I put a scripture in each plate of cookies that would bring him into their home and bring the reason for the season into their home and give them some hope if they've lost their faith or, you know, the circumstances in their life are so great that they need help and need light. And I'm just thankful for the light here. And all of us have light that we take out into the world. And I actually did all that, and I was so blessed. I felt so lighthearted, so joyful that I had done something that the Lord wanted me to do. He put it on my heart. It was a very simple thing. And that is like Jesus. He's very simple. He's just so truthful, and he just speaks to the situation. So I'm just loving him.
That's awesome. Isn't she a sweetie?
Oh, God.
Just loves Jesus and just walking it out. And it's anyway, we just love you guys.
Thank you
so much for blessing us and bragging on the Lord. Amen.